This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2150. What to do with children's artwork when you can't keep it all, by Antonia Collins of BalanceThroughSimplicity.com. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining yet another parenting post here on ORD. My name is Greg Audino. I'm your host and narrator. And today's article is pretty niche, but God knows it covers a sector of parenting that just about all parents have gone through or will go through. What to do with all those precious pieces of art from your child? Let's find out as we optimize your life. What to do with children's artwork when you can't keep it all, by Antonia Collins of BalanceThroughSimplicity.com. My children love creating artwork, anything from drawings and paintings to junk modeling with cardboard boxes and endless Lego constructions. I love them all and would like to keep everything, but it's just not realistic. Instead, check out this article for ideas on what to do with your children's artwork when you can't keep it all. First, keep a box for your children to put their finished artwork in when they hand it to you. Be sure to admire it first. Number two, sort through it regularly. Take some time each week or month to go through the box with your children. Separate the artwork into three separate piles. How often you go through it will depend on how many pieces of art your children create. At first, it might be difficult to know where to begin, but hang in there, as it gets easier with practice. These piles will be: keep, find a way to either display or do something creative with your favorite pieces, and listen on for some ideas; throw away, recycle the cardboard and paper, dismantle the Lego, throw away the rest; and save a copy. Take good, quality, well-lit photos of the rest and save the image files on your computer. Number three, get your children on board and involved. Explain to your children, depending on their age and understanding, that it's just not possible to keep everything they make, however much you love it all. Let them know that if you kept everything, there would be no place to store it so that it won't get damaged over time. By keeping everything, their favorite pieces will get buried under everything else, so you won't be able to find, see, or appreciate them. For many children, it's the process of creation that's the fun and most important part. At first, of course, they might not understand and just feel you're getting rid of things they spent time making. But once they see why you're doing it and that you're not throwing away anything they're not happy for you to get rid of, then they'll begin to understand, and it will become routine. My kids often ask if they can take a picture of something before they dismantle it or throw it away. They even scroll through the pictures of their artwork on my phone or computer too, and pick out things they'd forgotten they'd made. Number four, make the whole process as fun as possible. Point out the pieces that you really love and explain why you love them. Ask them which are their favorites and why. Make your kids feel special about what they've made and that their artwork is valued. That being said, you might need to be a bit ruthless when it comes to the ones you actually want to keep. Otherwise, you'll end up keeping a lot. Maybe sort everything into the three piles I mentioned, and then go through the keep pile again, resorting that into three piles. It just depends on how much creating your kids do. One a week is much easier than a whole coloring book. And number five, deal with the piles. Make sure that you throw away or recycle the things that you don't want straight away. Otherwise, you or your kids might be tempted to dig through and sneakily put something back into the keep pile. Take photos of all the artwork that you want to keep a record of, but not the actual piece itself. You can take photos of everything, not just those on paper. For example, drawings, paintings, Play-Doh, beads, Lego, building blocks, junk modeling. Basically anything that you can take a photo of. I've been asked to take photos of bug houses, flower gardens, arrangements of cuddly toys, and probably more things that I can't even recall. For the keepers. For the ones that you want to keep, make sure you put them in a frame or find a place for them on the shelf straight away. Otherwise, they will end up in a pile of jobs waiting to be done, but you never get around to. When it comes to Legos and junk modeling, sometimes if they've put a lot of effort into it, we'll leave it on the side for a few days, in a prominent place so all can see. When there's too much of a buildup and we've no longer got any space left on that shelf, then they'll choose their favorite two or three and get rid of or dismantle or take photos of the others. That way there's no buildup, I can still dust around everything, but they can also see that their hard work has been valued. I really like to show them how proud they should be of what they've created, so I have a gallery wall for some of their favorite pieces, and I switch it around from time to time. It's got pride of place in the hall, and is a talking point for visitors when they come in. The girls love it when they're asked about their drawings and paintings. Another trick might be that if there's something special you want to keep, but just don't have space for at the moment, then why not take a photo of it and use it as a background on your computer desktop, or as the home screen on your phone? Rotate the pictures from time to time. Your children's artwork is special, and it's easy to want to keep everything. But with a bit of practice, you'll find it easier choosing the pieces that are the most important to you, and your children will enjoy learning and choosing with you. Finally, some other quick ideas for the artwork you can't bear to throw away. Pass it on to grandparents and relatives. Use it as gift wrap or in place of greeting cards. Make a digital photo book. Or let your kids have a pin board in their bedroom where they can see their art. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do with Children's Artwork When You Can't Keep It All, by Antonia Collins of BalanceThroughSimplicity.com. And be sure to stick around for my commentary after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a big thank you to Antonia for this post. And I'll give you another radical idea for what to do with your children's artwork, based a little bit on Antonia's gallery idea, and more so on one of my own fantasies I once had about home decor. If you have a room that you're either not doing much with or needs a new look, consider creating a mementos-themed room. So this would be a room filled with pieces from your past that represent fond memories. It could have children's artwork. It could also have old toys of theirs or yours, pictures and souvenirs from old trips, trophies and clothes that you don't want to get rid of. Really anything that could create a pleasurable time capsule, if you will, for you to step into anytime you either want to reminisce or even reflect on all your past adventures or successes. You could get really creative with a room like this. Not to mention it would be very unique and very special and quite the conversation starter. So, something to think about, friends. I will leave you to it, though, as it is time to wrap things up for today. As always, I thank you for being here and staying till the end. Enjoy your Friday if you're listening in real time, and be sure to come back for the Saturday show tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.